Welcome to the Divine Scheme Podcast, exploring the ultimate conspiracy and its massive impact on your future. That's right. It's about you. And now your host, Mike McDonald.
Welcome to Divine Scheme, the podcast that is about you, so listen up as we make things complicated. Have you ever attempted to wrap your head around who God is and where he came from? I mean, who made God? It's a complicated thought, isn't it? We are so used to defining things that we physically observe in our realm of time and space. Everything has an origin. Everything has a progression. Everything has an ending. So who made God? Where did he come from? Where is he going? When is he ending? The questions of eternity and an eternal being are outside of our comprehension. We have come nowhere close to answering all the questions involving a single atom of matter, and then we beat ourselves up when we don't understand our eternal God and his divine scheme. It is complicated. Understanding God is complicated. So why get all hung up when you don't understand everything associated with him? Why refuse to step out in faith involving God and the deep sayings dwelling within the pages of his word? How is your life going these days? How are your relationships with others? Some would reply that their relationship to another person is complicated. I suppose what that exactly means is dependent upon the person saying it, but you must agree, relationships to others can be very complex. There are so many moving parts involved in relating to another human being, especially the ones who are important to you. When viewing the relationship status of someone online, it would not be uncommon for it to read, "It's complicated." Whoever came up with that phrase should have had it copywritten. They could have retired immediately. The phrase, "it's complicated," doesn't really give much insight, and in fact, may only serve to raise more questions. But our relationships to one another are complex and ever-changing. But what has any of this to do with you? Well, for one thing, it helps you understand why a God relationship in your life is not an easy matter. People can't easily relate to other people. It's complicated, remember? Now, keeping this in mind, learn to relax and let God speak to you directly through the simple reading of his word. His word can easily be found in a free Bible app download. What is important for you to understand is that God really does want a relationship with you through his son Jesus. Revelation chapter 3 verse 20 reads, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me." The Lord Jesus Christ wants to have supper with you. That is, he wants you to experience a personal relationship with him that is not complicated. Regardless how enormous and complex our God is, he wants your relationship to be simple with him. So don't give up in your pursuit for finding God. Don't give up on him just because you cannot wrap your head around who he is and how complex the universe he created is. God's divine scheme has you positioned in it. God simply wants you, period. Do you feel Jesus knocking at the door of your heart? By way of simple prayer, open your heart and invite him in. If you need any more assistance in having the God relationship that is not complicated, flip me an email and let me know. My email address is info@divinescheme.com. That's info@divinescheme.com. Now that's not complicated, is it? The Divine Scheme. It's not complicated. It is simply about you.
You've been listening to the Divine Scheme Podcast with Mike McDonald. Follow us each week for your regular dose of God's divine scheme involving you. That's right. It's about you.